This is an ABC podcast.
Hi, I'm Louise Marr. Welcome to Treasure Trove.
It's a funny little thing.
It documents a really strange provisional space.
It is a kind of monument to excess.
Stories from our galleries and archives.
It's just an unbelievably tragic story.
It's really timeless.
What we have before us is a rather marvellous, I guess you'd have to describe it as a weapon, wouldn't you? It's a crude kind of axe with a fairly longish timber handle and the head of a very broken and jagged champagne bottle attached to it. It forms this axe.
A bottle axe?
A bottle axe, yes, indeed.
This is a very odd object to find on display in King's Hall at Old Parliament House. Libby Stewart is showing it to me. She's the senior historian at the Museum of Australian Democracy.
The axe was given to Australia's first female senator, Dame Dorothy Tangney. She was elected to the Parliament in 1943, at the same time as Dame Enid Lyons was to the House of Representatives. And a year after, so we're in the middle of the Second World War, Dorothy Tangney launched a ship. It was her first ship launch, the HMAS Shoalhaven. And she did the traditional thing of banging the champagne bottle against the ship's side. And then unbeknown to her, the ship builder grabbed the head, or the broken head of the champagne bottle, and decided to attach it to this rather lovely timber handle and sent it to her with a note. And the note is pretty special because it says, "With the compliments of the builders of HMAS Shoalhaven to Dame Dorothy Tangney, to be used as and when required," which I think was a wonderful statement, I guess, for someone knowing that she would have been up against it in a Senate full of men.
The handle is so beautifully carved, and the neck of the champagne bottle fits through a hole in the end, but then it's kind of wrapped around, kept on tight, I suppose, with a bit of ribbon or raffia?
It's some ribbon, which is now quite fragile. It's 74 years old, but it's still holding the head of the champagne bottle, which is substantial, in place. So they did a really good job. They obviously building ships and making axes. They know what they're doing.
What did Dorothy Tangney do with this bottle axe?
Well, we don't know exactly. It was passed down through her extended family. She didn't have children of her own, and it was a niece who gave it to us. There is a rumour that she kept it on her desk in her Parliament House office, and I can imagine that. She was quite a refined lady and she had a lace tablecloth that she kept on her desk, but the rumour is that she had this as well, which was basically saying to men, don't mess with me.
So it could have been an ornament, but also a threat, a warning.
Just a subtle reminder that she was not to be trifled with, and she was a formidable woman by any reckoning. So yeah, I think it just added to that message.
Dorothy Tangney was born into a working class family in Perth in 1907. She was a bright student who enrolled in university part-time at the age of 16.
She was a formidable debater. In our collection we have a number of medals given to her at school and at university. She was part of the debating team at uni, but always stood up for people's rights because she lived through depression and she saw people losing their jobs and having to beg, and that really struck home.
How did she end up in politics?
She was very, I think, active in student politics at the University of Western Australia. She completed a Bachelor of Arts in 1927, which when you think about it, extraordinarily early for a woman. And she first stood for a seat in the House of Representatives in the 1930s. So she would have been a member of the ALP by then, of course. The ALP very much represented the kind of social values that she ascribed to back in those days. And she stood for the seat of Ned Lands twice in the 1930s unsuccessfully, but then was elected to a casual vacancy in the 1943 election. And that's when she was elected a senator for Western Australia.
How was she greeted as Australia's first female senator?
She was greeted with a great deal of respect, I think. The significance of her election, as well as the election of Enid Lyons as the first woman into the federal parliament, was very much recognised by their male colleagues, who were very supportive and very respectful, actually. In the exhibition Breaking Through we've got at the moment, we've got a whole panel on how the media has treated women in politics. And back in the 1940s, it was a great deal more respectful, if very gendered, of course, than it is today. She talked about being a woman, and but she didn't call herself a feminist. She was quite conservative in a lot of ways. But her male colleagues you know, realise what a formidable intellect she had and how capable she was.
Were Dorothy Tangney and Enid Lyons friends?
Yes, they were. Being the only two female parliamentarians in Parliament, they got on. They had to really kind of form a bond, I suppose. Enid Lyons was a great deal older than Dorothy Tangney. Enid Lyons had many children, and she'd been the wife of the former Prime Minister, Joe Lyons, and Dorothy was unmarried and didn't have children. But they definitely had a great friendship and had lots of cups of tea together, apparently. And they also united on an area of particular interest, which was getting a toilet for women, because when the building was built, there, of course, was no idea in the builders' minds of there being women in Parliament, and so there weren't any female toilets for parliamentarians, and they fought and fought. Unfortunately, it took beyond the time that they were both in Parliament. It wasn't until the 1970s that there was a dedicated female toilet on the main floor for female parliamentarians.
They had a go. But
yeah, they had a go, and they were trailblazers in more ways than one.
I realise the great honour which has been done to me in affording me the opportunity to move this address and reply. I also realise my great honour in being the first woman to be elected to the Senate. But it is not as a woman that I have been elected to this chamber. It is as a citizen of the Commonwealth, and I take my place here with the full privileges and rights of all honourable senators, and, what is still more important, with the full responsibilities which such a high office entails.
That's the start of Dorothy Tangney's maiden Senate speech. She went on to talk about women's wartime work in industry, education, social security, health and taxation. Historian Libby Stewart says our first female senator also had a strong sense of humour.
Yeah, she had a keen sense of humour, and there is a rumour that at a party meeting a drunk accosted her shouting out, "Don't you wish you were a man?" To which her reply was, "No, don't you," to great applause from the assembled crowd. It's a great story.
What do you love about this bottle axe?
So what this axe represents for me, I think, and it's one of my favourite objects in our collection, is that fight that women have had right from first getting the vote and being allowed to stand for Parliament, and it took so long, from 1901 to 1943, for women to be able to enter Parliament. And this axe just typifies the strength that they needed. They needed to be just persistent. They were trailblazers, and it's just, the object really epitomises all of those characteristics to me.
And the battles that women in politics still face,
well,
perhaps?
Absolutely. As we know, just from current debate, these issues are still persisting, sadly, and the battles will go on, and I guess that makes this axe as relevant today as it was in 1944.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from ABC Radio Canberra. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra or find them on the ABC Radio app.